You're listening to an African Elements top news story for December 17, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Topeka family's lawsuit renews police reform calls. History behind the headlines. By Darius Spearman, African Elements. The quest for justice often involves a long and arduous journey, especially for families seeking accountability from law enforcement. In Topeka, Kansas, a family's determination to understand the truth behind a tragic police killing has brought renewed attention to systemic issues. The refiling of a wrongful death lawsuit by the family of Taylor Lowery, who was fatally shot by Topeka police in October 2022, is more than a legal action. It represents a powerful demand for transparency, police reform, and dignity within the African-American community in Kansas. This ongoing legal battle highlights a historical struggle for equity that continues to unfold in modern times, reminding everyone that past injustices inform present realities. Taylor Lowery, 33, died on October 13, 2022, after Topeka police responded to a domestic disturbance call. Reports indicated that Lowery was experiencing a mental health crisis at the time, a detail that deepens the tragedy for his family. The lawsuit claims that officers Malcolm Gillum, George Childs, Bradley Netherton, and Justin Good used excessive force. It also notes that Gillum and Childs were reportedly officers in training, a detail raising questions about supervision and preparedness during such a critical incident. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagay later declined to file criminal charges against the officers, leaving the family to pursue justice through civil courts.
The family's pursuit of justice has focused heavily on transparency, particularly regarding body camera footage. An initial narrative from authorities suggested Lowery lunged at officers with a knife. However, body camera footage, which the family fought for nearly 2 years to make public, reportedly tells a different story. According to the family's attorney, Lorana Lassiter Saunders, the video shows Lowery reaching for a wrench while the knife lay on the ground and moving away from officers when they began firing. Officers fired 34 shots in total. This video evidence proved profoundly disturbing to the family and their attorney, prompting questions about why Lowery, who was in distress and whose family sought help, received a death sentence. A wrongful death lawsuit is a civil action brought by the family or estate of a deceased person against a party whose negligence, recklessness, or intentional act caused the death. The purpose of such a lawsuit is to seek monetary damages for losses suffered by the surviving family members, which can include funeral expenses, medical bills, loss of companionship, and loss of future income. This type of lawsuit is distinct from criminal charges, focusing on compensation rather than punishment. The allegations of excessive force are central to the lawsuit. Excessive force, in a legal context, refers to the use of force by law enforcement officers that is greater than what is reasonably necessary to effect an arrest, prevent escape, or overcome resistance. Courts typically evaluate these claims based on an objective reasonableness standard, considering factors such as the severity of the crime, whether the suspect poses an immediate threat, and if the suspect is actively resisting arrest.
The family initially filed a federal wrongful death lawsuit. While the initial lawsuit's exact outcome is not explicitly stated, the family refiled a second lawsuit. This suggests the first suit might have been voluntarily dismissed, dismissed by the court for procedural reasons, or was simply an earlier stage of the ongoing legal battle. This refiling occurred due to disappointment with the city's response and a perceived lack of engagement from city officials. The second lawsuit, filed in December 2025, emphasizes the need for compensation for Lowery's daughter and specific policy changes. The legal battle has also been contentious, with city attorneys requesting sanctions against the family's lawyer in February 2025 for sharing the body camera footage with the media. This request cites a violation of a protective order, a court order issued in civil litigation to prevent the disclosure or misuse of sensitive information. Violating such an order can lead to serious penalties, serving to uphold the integrity of the judicial process. It is important to note that the dates provided for the lawsuits and sanctions contain a chronological inconsistency, as February 2025 cannot follow December 2025. This highlights a need for clarification in the official timeline of these events. The struggle to access body camera footage in the Lowery case is not an isolated incident in Kansas. It reflects the state's strict laws regarding public disclosure of such recordings. Under the Kansas Open Records Act, all police body and vehicle camera footage is classified as criminal investigation records. This classification means that such footage is not subject to mandatory public disclosure. While law enforcement agencies retain the discretion to release footage, they are not obligated to do so. This legal framework has historically limited transparency, leading to frustration and distrust within communities seeking answers.
The impact of the Kansas Open Records Act is significant. Between 2019 and 2023, police officers fatally shot 47 people in Kansas. In cases where recordings existed, officials denied public disclosure 67% of the time. This pattern shows a consistent lack of transparency in incidents involving police use of force. For African-American communities, this opacity can deepen existing anxieties about accountability and justice. The state's unwillingness to release footage often leaves families and the public with unanswered questions, making it difficult to verify official narratives or hold officers accountable. Other cases in Topeka illustrate this pattern of secrecy. White was fatally shot in the back by Topeka police officers. The city initially refused to allow White's parents to view body camera footage, citing a state law that only required disclosure to his minor children. Public outcry and legal efforts, including a $10 million federal lawsuit alleging civil rights violations and inadequate officer training, eventually led to the designated executor of White's estate being allowed to view the footage. In 2020, the city of Topeka settled the wrongful death lawsuit with White's family for $750,000, and as part of the settlement, the body camera footage was released to the public. Kelly was killed by Topeka police during a mental health crisis, similar to Taylor Lowry's situation. His family was allowed to view the body camera video, but the city denied public release, stating it was not in the public's interest and contained disturbing images. Lorana Lassiter Saunders, also representing Kelly's family, argued that in cases involving loss of life by public officials, transparency should override privacy concerns.
In 2018, Kansas lawmakers attempted to address this issue by passing a bill that mandated police allow families of those killed to view body camera footage within 20 days of a request. However, this legislation fell short of earlier proposals that would have required public disclosure once investigations were inactive. These earlier, more expansive proposals aimed to make footage routinely accessible to the public without requiring significant legal hurdles, reflecting a strong desire from transparency advocates to shift the burden of proof for non-disclosure from the public to the government. The compromise in the 2018 bill meant that while it addressed body cameras, it retained the criminal investigation records exemption, which has remained a point of contention for transparency advocates. The Lowry family's lawsuit and their public advocacy are pressing for concrete reforms in Topeka. These demands reflect a deep desire for changes that could prevent future tragedies and build greater trust between the community and law enforcement. The family is specifically asking for compensation for Taylor Lowry's daughter. They are asking for officer accountability measures to hold the involved officers accountable. This includes negotiations to remove police union contract language that may shield officers from appropriate disciplinary actions. Police union contract language can include clauses that mandate specific timelines for filing complaints, restrict interrogation procedures for officers, or require the removal of disciplinary records after a certain period, thus hindering accountability.
They are also asking for policy changes for mental health crises and reforms in how police respond to mental crisis calls. The family advocates that individuals experiencing such crises should not be criminalized or lose their lives due to a lack of training or proper personnel. They are also asking for enhanced body camera transparency and a more open policy regarding the release of body camera footage to the public. The current employment status of the officers involved is not publicly detailed in the provided information. Typically, officers involved in fatal incidents are placed on administrative leave pending investigation. The outcome of internal departmental reviews and criminal investigations dictates their future status, which could range from returning to active duty to disciplinary action or termination. Furthermore, the fact that Gillum and Childs were officers in training raises important questions. Officers in training are generally new recruits under the direct guidance of experienced field training officers. This status implies a heightened duty of supervision and prompts inquiries into the adequacy of training protocols and supervision during critical incidents. The Topeka Police Department has shown some movement towards community engagement. In November 2025, they announced an expansion of its police review board to include three community members. A police review board is an external body established to provide independent oversight of a police department. Its powers can vary from advisory roles to investigative or even disciplinary authority, aiming to enhance police accountability and foster public trust. However, the Lowry family's attorney notes that city officials, including the city manager and elected officials, have remained silent regarding their specific demands. This lack of engagement pushes the family to continue their fight through the courts, underscoring the ongoing challenge of achieving meaningful reform.
The Lowry case is not an isolated incident, but rather a microcosm of broader issues of police use of force and racial disparities in Kansas and across the nation. Understanding these statistics is crucial for grasping the systemic challenges faced by African American communities. Between 2019 and 2023, police officers fatally shot 47 people across Kansas. These numbers highlight a persistent issue of police violence within the state. Racial disparities within these statistics are particularly stark. From 2013 to 2023, a Black person was 3.2 times more likely, and a Latinx person 1.4 times more likely, to be killed by police than a white person in Kansas. Furthermore, Black individuals were 3.8 times more likely, and Latinx individuals 1.8 times more likely, to be arrested for low-level, nonviolent offenses compared to white individuals. Nationwide, Black Americans are killed by police at more than twice the rate of white Americans. While the provided information does not explicitly state Taylor Lowry's racial identity, his case occurs within this deeply concerning context of disproportionate police violence against Black individuals. The family's fight for justice for Taylor Lowry is therefore inextricably linked to the broader struggle for racial justice and police accountability that has been a long-standing demand within African American kinship networks. This historical context of systemic issues affecting African American families cannot be ignored.
Mental health crisis incidents are another critical aspect of this issue. A national study from 2015 to 2020 found that mental or behavioral health conditions were associated with 23% of all police shootings. Tragically, 67% of these incidents resulted in fatalities. Calls to check on individuals' well-being were 74% more likely to result in a fatal injury compared to responses to active shooting incidents. This data is particularly pertinent to the Lowry case, given his family's initial call for help during his mental health crisis. It underscores the urgent need for police departments to adopt alternative response models or better training for officers interacting with individuals experiencing mental health challenges, ensuring that seeking help does not lead to a death sentence. Beyond the immense human cost, cities in Kansas have faced substantial financial repercussions from police-related lawsuits. While specific figures for Topeka were not immediately available, the Kansas City Police Department, for example, paid out nearly $20.8 million in wrongful death, excessive force, and discrimination claims between January 2021 and June 2025. Of this amount, $13.3 million was allocated to 7 wrongful death lawsuits. One wrongful death police shooting civil rights case was settled for $750,000 in January 2025. These figures represent taxpayer dollars, demonstrating that systemic issues of police misconduct carry a heavy financial burden for municipalities.
However, the societal cost extends far beyond monetary settlements. The continuous cycle of police violence, lack of transparency, and insufficient accountability erodes public trust, especially within marginalized communities that have historically borne the brunt of such actions. The legacy of slavery and Jim Crow laws instilled a deep-seated distrust of authority figures within African American communities, a distrust that continues to be reinforced by contemporary events. Incidents like the Lowry shooting, coupled with secrecy surrounding body camera footage, further alienate communities and undermine efforts to build positive police community relations. The emotional toll on families and communities cannot be overstated. The pain of losing a loved one under such circumstances is compounded by the arduous fight for justice and truth. The ongoing struggle for justice for families like the Lowrys also reflects a broader historical pattern where Black communities have been forced to constantly adapt and resist systemic oppression. This echoes the period following the Civil War, when newly emancipated Black people continued to face forms of involuntary servitude through practices like convict leasing and sharecropping. In the face of such adversity, African American family strength and their collective efforts to seek justice have remained an unbreakable force. These historical challenges have forged a remarkable resilience, with families creating robust kinship networks and cultural traditions to survive and thrive despite systemic pressures. The refiled lawsuit in Topeka is a contemporary example of this enduring fight for fundamental rights and human dignity.
The Lowry family's quest for justice in Topeka is a contemporary chapter in the long and arduous struggle for civil rights and police accountability within the African American community. This struggle is rooted deeply in the history of the United States, stretching from the era of slavery and its aftermath to the present day. For generations, Black individuals have faced disproportionate violence and injustice at the hands of those sworn to protect and serve. The persistent denial of transparency, particularly concerning police actions, mirrors historical attempts to obscure truth and deny accountability for wrongs committed against Black communities. This denial contributes to a cycle of mistrust and perpetuates feelings of marginalization. The outcome of the Lowry case and the reforms it seeks could set important precedents for how Kansas law enforcement agencies operate and interact with their communities. It could influence policies concerning mental health interventions, ensuring that calls for help do not escalate into fatal encounters. Furthermore, it could pave the way for greater public access to body camera footage, strengthening transparency and fostering a more equitable justice system.
The tenacity of families like the Lowrys, who continue to fight for their loved ones and advocate for systemic change, serves as a powerful reminder of the enduring spirit of resistance and the unwavering commitment to justice within the African American community. For many, the Lowry lawsuit is not merely a legal battle. It is a critical moment for Topeka and for Kansas to confront historical issues of police accountability and transparency head-on. It is an opportunity to learn from the past and build a future where all individuals, regardless of their background or state of mental health, are treated with dignity and respect. The struggle for justice for Taylor Lowry is a fight for the basic human right to life and for a system that truly serves and protects everyone. Copyright African Elements.